Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're glad to have you in here tonight with us. We're going to get right into the scriptures as we go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 12. Praise Yahweh. Well, tonight's message will be the sign of the times. That's the title of our message tonight, the sign of the times. This is the sign of ages, ladies and gentlemen. It won't change. It is a perpetual sign to the house of Israel, to one blood covenant people, and to them only. This is the sign of the Sabbath. Now, why is the Sabbath so important, Pastor Buddy, that you spend so much time on the Sabbath? Simply because the Bible is very plain. We were exiled from the land for breaking Sabbath. Now, there is a grace dispensation that will come upon Israel in the last days, meaning when Israel as a nation has been exiled into a foreign land. There will be a dispensation, as I said, of grace, that Yahweh will deal personally with his people. He will plead personally, one by one. Now, if you are willing to come back to the old path, if you're willing to step into the laws and covenants, now remember in the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, there is a statement that the Father made in the book of Exodus that is very, very important as we go back there. And let me read you the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus for a witness. Now, let's start at verse 2 of the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus. I am... Now, here it says, the Lord thy God. I'll use that tonight to help you identify who I'm talking about. Now, I'm talking about Yahweh. I am Yahweh, the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered, are we in bondage today? When you drive across America, well, if you would do yourself a favor and travel into Western Europe, where the white people congregate, the Caucasian race, you'll see that they have built a mighty society. Now, this society now is ruled by international bankers' cartels, with the city of London and the city of Moscow and the city of New York, the city of Bonn, Germany, Amsterdam, Holland, and other places of such I could name, in the center of the financial districts of these major cities are the International House of Canaanites, who charge usury for the money that operates or bills what you have seen as a society. Now, did Yahweh have this in mind when he installed a theocratical government in Israel and told them to keep his laws? Verse 4, or verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness, or anything that is in heaven, and the earth, beneath the water, under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Isn't it strange that Yahweh would punish the third and fourth generations of your offspring after you're long gone? He would still punish them for what you done? Verse 6, showing mercy unto the thousands that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh, thou God, in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Verse 8, here's where I'm going to. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, of all of the commandments, now what my point here is this. Of all of the commandments written in the Bible, only one is a sign commandment. A sign. Isn't that strange that Yahweh would specifically mention only one of those commandments out of the 10 that he stated in the 20th chapter? The first one is to hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one, Yahweh. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But the only one that he indicated would be a sign was his Sabbath. Now, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 20 and read verse 12. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign. Now, remember, the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they have taken time and distorted time. Now, the sign of the ages is the Sabbath. And the grand deception of the ages is how that they have masterfully, diabolically, intentionally changed times to take you out of the set time of a sign. Change the times and laws of Yahweh that you would be appearing on pagan days and working on the day that Yahweh has designated as a rest day. Now, he's going through the country today, and he's looking like the Marines, looking for a few good men and women, and there's a lot out there that don't know or never heard this message of the true Sabbath. Now, it's our job, mine and yours, if you're listening and you're part of the Yahweh team. These are your commandments that you teach every man, his neighbor, and his brother, and your brother, that the sign covenant between you and Yahweh, I'm talking about the house of Israel, the lost sheep, is to return back to sign keeping. Return back to the appointed day of the new moon. This is the door of the gate that if you would enter in, you'll find rest for your soul. Most of Israel tonight is not at rest. They don't know when the rest day cometh. Now, the Sabbath has just ended. And for that matter, millions of people, unaware that they have broken Yahweh's covenant Sabbath day, go about their business daily, prospering, casting the truth to the ground. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, if man prospers not keeping the Sabbath, wouldn't it be better to leave that day alone and just stay with whatever works? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you verse 8 of chapter 20, Ezekiel. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken to me, and they did not cast away their abominations, and I will accomplish and pour out my fury upon them. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't see nobody getting the fury of Almighty Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's obvious you haven't been to the insane asylums. You haven't been to the hospitals. You haven't visited the doctor's office. You haven't visited these places that are doctoring the ills of the peoples of Jacob Israel. Many are sick and weak because the fury of Almighty Yahweh is poured out upon us. Now, if a man will love Yahweh and keep his commandments, the Bible says that even the plagues that are designated for the wicked and the lawbreakers of Yahweh, the righteous, turn wicked. You see, wicked people are those who know righteousness and have turned from it and refuse to walk in righteousness, therefore preferring evil, and they become wicked. Therefore, that to them is, it would be better for them to not to know the way. Therefore, the Sabbath day is a sign to Yahweh, and his angels are going through the land. They've been traveling through the land every new moon and every Sabbath and marking those who have kept it. Now, by marking those who have kept the Sabbath, it's not a hard job to do, ladies and gentlemen. I would guarantee you today in the United States alone, or wherever the house of Jacob congregates across the earth, there are only a few that are keeping his new moons and his Sabbaths. You say, well, that's understandable, Pastor Buddy, because if we was to keep the new moon and not go to work, we'd get fired. Perhaps, just perhaps, that might be the best thing that ever happened to you in your life. Why? Because Yahweh said, my ways are not your ways. Your way is a polluted abomination of the heathen. Now, if it's an abomination and a pollution, don't you think that Yahweh is tired of you committing abominations and polluting rebellion? Do you know what the Bible talks about rebellion? Rebellion is worse or as witchcraft. Well, who are the witchcrafters here in the Bible of the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelations? They are the sorcerers that would change the time and do away with the sign covenant of Yahweh and his people. Now remember, the sign is the time gate. You can only enter into the temple of Yahweh on the new moon and on the Sabbath according to Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. Moreover, verse 12, Ezekiel 20, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them that they might know I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. You're only sanctified when you keep the sign day of the Sabbath. Now, let us look at the signs of the times. Again, if you go to these bell boxes, I call these churches today, and you pay them a visit on Sunday, you'll find the bell boxes, the churches, where they're serving the Lord, on Sunday, I mean, they're crammed full of people in earnest thinking that they're doing God a service, that they're actually keeping the Sabbath day. Well, if you visit most of those who are Saturday keepers, you'll find most of them not in churches. You'll find most of them have to keep it at home by themselves, unless you're Jewish. If you're Jewish, you can go to Israel and, you know, they keep the Sabbath on Saturday over there. Called it the seventh-day Sabbath. Well, when you put that to the litmus test, it just doesn't hold water. Something rotten in Denmark here, ladies and gentlemen, and the real test is the signifying of who the real true Christians are today. This is the litmus test to find exactly those who are worthy of the inkhorn, of the angel stamping, going through the land, stamping those who have the fear of Yahweh upon them and are honoring him, going against Babylon, many non-Christians honor their parents, but it doesn't make them any better or any worse than a Christian. At least so far as other people know, many are regarded by others as truthful, true to their husband or wife. Many do not swear or use profanity. And most are not murderers in the eyes of others, but their supposed conformity to these commandments does not stamp them as different, as being God's people. Actually, few keep even the commandments in the spirit and the letter of the word. But that is not obvious to the world, but it is very obvious to the world who keeps the true Sabbath. If you don't show up to work on a Monday, let's say that the rotating Sabbath that we teach here falls on a Monday. Remember I told you last night that the 10th of the month marks the new moon of the month. At the going down of the sun on the 10th, we would have a new moon on the 11th. So therefore, you would keep that day holy, and that's on a Tuesday. You wouldn't come in to work on a Tuesday. Well, you call in to the boss, and he says, hey, it's Tuesday, what's up? Well, I'm keeping the new moon. Say, what? Yeah, I'm keeping the new moon. I'm a Yahwist. What in the world is that? You mean you're not a Christian? First thing he'd ask, probably. And you say, no, I'm a Yahwist. I keep the biblical principle of the Sabbath. I keep the new moon, then I work 6 days. I'll be in on Wednesday, and then I'll work up until next Thursday, and then I'm going to keep a Sabbath. You say, well, man, I ain't never heard of nothing like that. And probably for long, you're in conflict with your boss, and it ain't long until you're fired from the job. Now, will you remain faithful? Remember, every son that he receives, he tries them. After you're found faithful, you remember what they done to the blind man that was healed and he got his eyesight back? The Bible said they cast him out of the temple. Well, it was a long time before the Messiah came around, but eventually the Messiah came back around, and he said, do you still believe? It was a test of his faith. Father stayed away deliberately, the Messiah did, long enough to let the man's faith be tested. Yahweh will test your faith, and the only way that he is going to signify his test is through a sign. And the only commandment in the Bible where there is a sign associated with it is the Sabbath. Now, if you keep a new moon on the 10th day after going down the sun and end it on the Tuesday, then you've got your Sabbath figured for the whole month. Likewise, if we go over to the July, again, we have, now this was on June, I was back in June, it's on the 10th, amazing. Now look here, on the 10th of June is the new moon, on the 10th of July is the new moon, and on the 8th of August is the new moon at the going down of the sun, and on, let's see where the new moon is on September. It's on the 6th at the going down of the sun. The new moon begins on the 6th day of September. How about that? Now, let's look at September. What month is that? It's the 7th month, and what are you supposed to do on the 7th month? Now, not. Let me look at that again. Okay, the calendar calls for Sunday to be the first day of the month. The second day of the month on September is Labor Day. The new moon would be on a Friday at the going down of the sun. And that's how that you would keep September if you were going by the Gregorian calendar. But if you were going by Yahweh's calendar, the seventh month of Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. Read it. Read what it says in Numbers chapter 29 and 1. What does it say? Well, it says, today is the seventh month and the first moon. You shall do no servile work in this day. It is a day to you of blowing the trumpets. It's a holy day and an unwork day. So then, on the new moon of September the 6th, at the going down of the sun, which Saturday would be your new moon Sabbath. Not a weekly Sabbath, but a new moon Sabbath. You see, ladies and gentlemen, how they have changed the times and laws, and how that they have defeated Yahweh's sign to identify his people. Israel asleep. Now, why did the 10 tribes of Israel become lost? And why are they now known as lost tribes? Because they lost their national identification sign of Sabbath keeping. You say, well, my Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Hallelujah. Shandai. Praise the Father. Well, you know that the Jews are God's chosen people because they're keeping Saturday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge any Jew that's listening to me tonight, any Jew lover, or any Jew sympathizer, or any other keeper of the Saturday Sabbath, and I'm not trying to contend with you just to argue. I'm not an arguer. I am a presenter of truth and facts. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to do away with the new moon beginning the time count. And yet it's been done away with. Therefore, the sign day that we lost is not in the middle of the month. It is the beginning of the month. That's the day that they destroyed, and it destroyed the sign day for Yahweh. By destroying the sign day, they took away the key to time. And so they are destroyers of the sign of God's holy word. The fourth commandment, thou shalt keep a sign day to me. The sign day, ladies and gentlemen, is the new moon of every month, and there's 12 of them in a month. You shall keep this day holy. It is a day to recognize that I'll begin your new count each month as a time festival of time, and it will identify you as a sign people. Oh, man. As long as Israel itself remained in the land and called themselves the Kingdom of Israel, their identity was known. But in Assyria, when they were no longer a nation with their own government and their own king, they were nothing but mere slaves to the Assyrians who did not practice Yahweh's divine sign day covenant. And so then, Israel became lost as they took up the language of the Assyrians. As the succeeding generations grew up in bondage, they lost the Hebrew language as biblical prophecy said they would. They lost all their national identity, and above all, they lost their sign day of identity. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong today, and we need to return to the old path. Pastor Buddy the Shepherd's call. I'm coming back in two, and you come back. Call a friend, tell them Pastor Buddy's on the air with the sign day identity of Jacob Israel. We're going to come back and really kick it up in the second half for you on the covenant. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're sitting in with us tonight on a study. We hope you got your Bible. We are in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and we are reading verse 12. We've already read it. I would like for you to turn to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 for confirmation that he remains forever the same. Do you know why that the kingdom of Israel was invaded by Assyria and that Israel was conquered, defeated, humiliated, and drug off as slaves? Do you know why that the Jews, the kingdom of Judah, was later taken captive and scattered as was the 10 upper tribes? Both houses of Israel, both Judah and Israel, were sent into national punishment abroad and banishment because they broke God's holy Sunday Sabbath. They forgot the old path. They forgot what brought their fathers to preeminence. They forgot the blessings. They forsook the laws of Yahweh. Well, does it make a difference today, Pastor Buddy? Well, it made difference to God in that day as he goes around now saying he is the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews 13 and 8. Well, if he's the same yesterday, and he commanded that the Sabbath would be a sign, now you are here, Yahweh's free man. You're here to return to the old path. You're here to turn back, and Yahweh's testing you and trying you to see if you will turn back to keep the promised day of the Sunday of the Sabbath, which is, now let me show you something here. Most people think I'm talking about Saturday. I'm not. I'm talking about the first day of the month to mark the beginning of your count. Now, if you do that, then in Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 18, 15 through 18, you see that Israel profaned the Sabbaths, and therefore Yahweh took them out of the land for their disobedience. Now, would you want to be replaced with the love of the Father? Would you want to be restored back to the preeminence that the nation of Israel had as a whole? Would you like to individually have the health and the strength and the blessings that goes with divine covenant Sabbath keeping? Would you like to stay out of the hospitals? Would you like to keep the tubes from being placed down your throat and your stomach pumped as it's been eat up with cancer, your lungs eat up with cancer, your kidneys eat up with cancer, or your liver? Or your very testicles, your manhood defeated with prostate cancer? Would you like to keep away from the plagues that has come upon all these that have denied his covenant day and changed his times and laws? You believe that Yahweh's the same yesterday? He's still angry? Of course he is. Again, look at the national health of America. We are the sickest, pill-poppingest people on the earth. We spend billions of dollars upon pharmaceuticals just for a pain, a pill to get up, a pill to go to bed, a pill to keep us here, and a pill to keep us there. Plain language, in its Sabbath breaking was a prime cause of Israel's captivity. Is it so important to God that he punished his own chosen people with his most severe national punishment by driving them out of the land? Are we to face his wrath at some stage here in America and Great Britain, which the word Brit means covenant, and Ish means man. So covenant man, breaking covenant, is the problem because according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, his law says again, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. To work on the Sabbath is to defile it by your own pleasure seeking or doing business. It becomes a major sin, punishable, listen to me, by eternal death. And that's why Pastor Buddy is teaching you time after time and day after day on this very important subject, and notice the warning through Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord Yahweh, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, neither do any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath, as I have commanded your fathers. But if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear the burden, even enter into the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, remember that's the day that the gates was open, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Now what do you mean by that? What is the fire? Fire in the belly, ulcerated cancerous stomachs, livers, gallbladders, kidneys, lungs, brains, eyes, teeth, everything that would be beneficial for the chastisement of a disobedient people who would not hearken unto Yahweh and His Word. Now, What about the times of the signs of the times as we see them today? They broke God's Sabbath, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, why did they break the Sabbath? Why did they go a-whoring after other gods? Well, according to the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 5, they deplored having to wait for the end of the sign day. Which one was that, Pastor Buddy? The same one that you're ignoring today. The same one that you don't observe. The same one that you don't keep, and that is the new moon, the beginning of the time count for each month. When a new moon rolls around, you know it is a Sabbath day, or a non-work day to begin your count. It is the set day or the sign day. You see, the day that they set aside was not the weekly Sabbath so much as they set aside or disrupted the flow of Yahweh's count time, change times, by ignoring the new moon, then all the rest of the month is Allah's shelter. And by doing so, they became the victims of their own doings as Yahweh began to punish them. Note this. Nowhere in all the Bible are any of the 10 tribe nation of Israel called Jews. Nowhere. The name Jews applies only to the kingdom of Judah. And then there you've got to be very careful, because the word Jew is not synonymous with Judah. Because in the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 9, it says that the house of the Jews, those that call themselves Jews, is the wording of the scripture, they're not, but they are out of the synagogue of Satan. Now, chapter 3 and verse 9 indicates that these Jews are liars. John 8:44, Christ confirmed it when He looked in the face of this serpent seed, Canaanite mix with the bloodline of Judah, and said, your father's a devil, and the works of your father you will do. He's a liar from the very beginning, and they abode not in the truth. Now, who's changed the holy Sabbath sign day? What is the sign day? It is the first day of the month to begin your proper count. If you get off on that day, then every day of the month, according to the calendar of Yahweh, is wrong. I don't care if you keep in Saturday as a fixed Sabbath. If you don't keep the first day of the month as a holy day, and then work 6 days, and then keep a Sabbath, He said, well, Pastor Bud, if I've done that, like I say, I couldn't work at, I couldn't work down here at the Ford Motor Company no more. They wouldn't let me. Glory to God. Well, you don't need to be a Ford Motor Company anyway if that's their policy. Now, if you hire in, you need to tell them what your policy is. You see, if your services are needed, then a workman's worthy of his hire. If you'll come up front and tell the people, the employer, your circumstances and how you believe and prove it to him in the scriptures if he's interested. If he ain't, the Father will find you a better job somewhere else. Say, I don't know, Pastor Buddy. I'm getting good pay for being at Ford Motor Company. Glory to God. And I just can't afford to give up all this wonderful salary. What are you going to do when you're laying flat on your back in some hospital with your stomach eat up with cancer and it's spreading fast to your bowels and them having to feed you with a tube and then you come out with a bag hanging on you, on your belly, a plastic bag where you have to use the bathroom, carry it right with you. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, don't talk like that. That's horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh said, I'll plague you until you return to me, saith Yahweh. If you break his fine covenant day, he will cause consumption to come upon you. He will cause you to have the what we call the old-fashioned stumper. I mean, you're going to go around coughing through the pollution that is created from working motor company, let's say. And you put all them together, and we're nothing but a mass planet of pollution, and we're having to breathe it. You say, well, what makes your lungs so much better than mine, Pastor Buddy? And why ain't you going to get lung cancer? Glory to God. Well, you know, the Bible says, by chance it happens to the righteous, and it rains upon the just and the unjust. We all have to suffer as a result of sin. But let me assure you one thing right here. If you are faithful in a little, Yahweh will be faithful in much to reward you and keep the plagues from your door. And I do believe that if you earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, Yahweh will bless you coming in, and he'll bless you going out. He'll make you the head and not the tail. You don't have to play second fiddle to nobody. You don't have to run down to Dr. So-and-so and see a specialist every 3 months. You don't have to carry a pharmacy around with you everywhere you go, or a bag hooked to your belly. Why? Because you love Yahweh, and you'll keep his commandments, and he's promised to bless you. These are the benefits that Yahweh has promised to supply you with if you will love him and keep his commandments. He'll make you the head. So, when I pass your money, I don't know about that now, glory to God. Nowhere in the Bible is the nation of Israel called Jews. And so we need to quit listening to this false doctrine that the Jews are God's chosen people. They're no more the chosen people than the Israelites are. Nobody's going to be chosen if you break his laws and covenants. So they don't have any preeminence over you. If you'll return to Yahweh, he'll return to you. As long as they remained in the land of Israel, they called themselves by his name. But after many generations, the tribe of Joseph divided into the two tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, and they came to call themselves a British covenant people or sons of Ish. Are you still covenanting with the Father today? Do you love him? Are you going to keep his commandments? Are you going to go back to sign keeping? What is the sign of the times, Pastor Buddy? The sign is the new moon on the first day of the month, the second day of the month, the third day of the month, the fourth day, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, and the 12th day of the month. It is always the first day of your count day to begin to keep Yahweh's coveted sign day as a sign between you and him. He's promised to bless you. He's promised to give you the sure mercies of David. Now, let's go over to the book of Luke. Let me close it out tonight for you on the sign day and show you a very interesting scripture here in the book of Luke as we go to chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 16. You say, now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, yes. Did he keep the sign day? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, did the Messiah, I want to be like the Messiah. If he kept it, I want to keep it. Well, good. Then I'm going to give you something here. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was. I want you to underline custom in the Bible that we're reading here in the 16th verse of the Scriptures. Underline custom. You know what a custom is? That is an example of doing something in a fashion to repeat it time after time until it becomes a custom for you. You become accustomed to doing it. He came to Nazareth as his custom was. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. That's a custom. He worshiped on the Sabbath day. He read his Bible. He prayed. He studied. He kept that day holy. Now, let me show you something very interesting and show you that a lot of people are confused in Luke chapter 6 and verse 1. Let me show you something here. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. That was obvious. This word corn is not like we say down here in the South. It was one of those big roast ears that we call it here that had thousands of grain upon the ear of corn. This was the Bible describing wheat or barley. And when the grain ripens, as a boy, I used to go through the grain fields, and you can walk through, and the wheat and the barley is usually up around your waist, and you can just put your hands out in front of you and scissor off these heads of ripened grain, and then you can rub them, as they were doing here, rub them in their hands. They were rubbing them, and the little golden grains of wheat would pop out into their hand. They would blow the chaff away, and they would eat the grain. They got criticized for that. But notice, everybody wants to look at the breaking of the Sabbath. I want you to look. It was two Sabbaths in a row. Now, was it 14 days? If the Jews are correct, did that happen over a span of 2 weeks? Or did it happen over a span of 2 days? Was this a new moon Sabbath, as I say it is? And I believe that they were keeping a new moon Sabbath, and it happened to be a time in the moon when it stayed dark for 2 days. You say, oh, now, Pastor Buddy, you ain't got no Bible from that. Glory to God. Well, I beg your pardon. If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 20 and start at verse 18, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 20, you'll find a very important scripture in the 20th chapter, and we'll start in the 18th verse. As we read in verse 18. Now notice what we're reading here. And let me read you verse 18 first. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon. Now see, they were observing it. Tomorrow is the new moon. Now let's read verse 27. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the new moon, that David's place was empty again, because he didn't show up on the second day of the feast, which made it a two-day Sabbath. And there it is in Luke chapter 6, verse 1, a two-day Sabbath. It was not a weekly Sabbath. It was a new moon, beginning of the month Sabbath, and they were keeping it. Oh, praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, I've got to close it out here for you tonight, and I certainly enjoyed being with you. I hope and trust that all you Saturday keepers and your Sunday keepers as well, and all those that don't keep Sabbath, and I'm praying for you also, that you will return to the old path, that you will return to the sun day, which is the new moon. Now, we have been over this on Truth Radio all week long. We have taught on the new moon, sign day Sabbath. And I believe that I have convincingly preached the gospel to you with all my heart. My intention is not to offend you. It's not to belittle you. I appreciate all those Saturday keepers. I was one myself earnestly for many years. And I know that those who are Sabbath keepers are real sincere and they want to please the Father. But remember that Satan is very crafty and wise, and he's changed times and he can get you in the wrong day to keep a fixed day Sabbath rather than the rotating Sabbath of the new moon beginning as it rotates from month to month. You'll see that the moon changes in its cycles, and that puts Yahweh in charge of time rather than man. Isn't it wonderful? Would you like to return to it? If you would, just simply write to Pastor Buddy and tell me that you want to be participant or partaker of the new moon Sabbaths, for that you can keep your weekly Sabbaths on a moon cycle rather than a fixed Gregorian or Jewish non-observant moon cycle. If you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, simply Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, ZIP 37824. Area code 423-626-2172, and we'd be glad to take your call. I'm here tonight live. This is the 18th day of the month of July on this series of the Sunday Sabbath New Moon. And if you'd like this complete series, just write me and let me know. I'll give you all the information, many scriptures that we don't bring, purposefully on the radio so that we can reserve some of those teachings for the elect or for those who would like to contend with us. Praise Yahweh. So until tomorrow night, this is The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and we've enjoyed being in here with you tonight. Remember the sign day. Keep it holy. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.
Praise God.